Welcome to another edition of Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. I'm Bob Papa. Over the next half hour, we'll look back at the Giants' regular season finale victory over the Washington Redskins. And joining me, as always, two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks. And Carl, the weather was miserable. Neither team was going to the postseason, and the first quarter looked like it. The Redskins had the ball four times in the first quarter. They punted. On the Giants' first three possessions, they punted the football away.
Yeah, neither team could get anything going, but the interesting part of it was they both had to play it, and it was just a matter of who was going to show the energy level to get it going.
And the weather conditions were brutal with the driving rain that started right around kickoff time. And obviously, Carl, it was hard to kind of get anything going. And let's talk about the Giant defense here, because in a couple of situations, they really were able to shut down the Redskins in that first quarter and control the running game, which has kind of been the order of the day for this football team all season long.
Well, and that was probably the motivation. The defense knew that they wanted to finish on a strong note and just knew that the threat of Alfred Morris, they didn't want to let him ruin their good efforts all year.
Yeah, Alfred Morris torched the Giants in both games last year. In the first meeting this year, they held him to 26 yards and 11 carries. So they're trying to get that same thing done against Kirk Cousins the first time that the Giants were facing off against him. So the first quarter comes to an end. There's no score on the board. The final play of the first quarter, the Giants have a first and 10 at their own 36-yard line, and Eli Manning hooks up on a short pass play with Peyton Hillis that goes for 6 yards. So the Giants have the football at the end of the first. No score. We'll tell you about the second quarter when we return to Giants Rewind right here on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. We start the second quarter. Giants and Redskins are scoreless. But, Carl, the Giants are moving the football. They convert a 3rd and 5 to Brandon Myers. Manning hooks up with him. Then they get a 13-yarder to Jernigan. And the Giants are moving the ball, but then they get stopped in Redskin territory. And on a 4th and 2 at the 32, Giants head coach Tom Coughlin elects to try a 50-yard field goal. And the field goal goes wide left, so the Giants waste an opportunity to get on the board.
Yeah, at one point you thought maybe they would just go for it since they were in scoring range, but the way the defense was playing, I guess Tom felt that if he didn't hit the field goal, the defense would hold up.
All right, so the Redskins start off at their own 40-yard line, but the Giant defense does not allow a first down, so Washington punts the ball away, and the Giants start 1st and 10 at their own 20-yard line. After an incomplete pass, the Giants try to go back to their running game, which isn't working. And unfortunately for the Giants, another turnover on this turnover-plagued season.
2nd and 10 for their own 20. Handoff right for Andre Brown. Merriweather comes in, gets a hit, and then Brown fumbles the football, and it's recovered by Josh Wilson in the air at the Giants' 18-yard line.
Carl, for the second week in a row, Andre Brown fumbles the football for the Giants, their 42nd turnover of the season. But the defense does a really good job because they keep Washington to just a field goal, so the Redskins have a 3-0 lead. A concern, though, that Andre Brown's starting to put the ball on the ground?
Well, it's always a concern when a running back fumbles, but there are some fumbles that, you know, the defender made a better play. And that one, when you catch that helmet right on the football or right on the wrist, the ball normally comes out. So I'm not sure there was a lot he could have done about it. But, again, the fumble is on him.
All right, after the Redskins' field goal, the Giants start at their own 25-yard line. They get a 13-yard run by Peyton Hillis and then a 3-yard run by Hillis. So the Giants face a 2nd and 7 at their own 41-yard line when a guy who's really shown over the last couple of weeks makes a couple of big plays to get the Giants in the lead.
Manning takes the snap. Four-man rush. Has time. Throws it left. Has Jernigan on the run. Breaks left to the sideline. To the 40. Cuts it to 35. Dances at the 30. And then finally shoved out of bounds. A 30-yard catch and run for Jarrell Jernigan. The longest of his career. Manning back to throw. Delivers it down the left side. Looking for Jernigan. Who makes the catch in the end zone over a defender. Touchdown, Giants. 24 yards to Jarrell Jernigan.
He played very well, and he responded to the circumstances toward the end of the year. His play time increased, and he responded very well to it. And I was happy for him the way he played. He's a tough guy, and we saw that down the stretch.
Well, Jarrell Jernigan with a career-high 30-yard catch, then the 24-yard touchdown catch. And, Carl, you've been very impressed by what you've seen out of Jernigan.
Yeah, I think it has finally started to click for him. He's struggled over the last couple of years with injuries and inconsistency, which raised a lot of questions. But, you know, he's put together a pretty impressive three-game stretch and really shows the it will show the coaches that he is a guy that they can rely on within this offense.
Washington gets the ball back. They go three and out. So now the Giants have the ball, and they're trying to move the ball at the end of the first half. And, you know, they got an opportunity to get something done. But they fail in the red zone, so they have to settle for a field goal. Giants lead at 10-3. Another three and out by the Washington Redskins, and they have to punt the football again. So the Giants take over with 1:01 to go in the half. First and 10 at their own 44-yard line. We've talked about the pass protection all season long, and once again, it comes back to rear its ugly head as Eli Manning takes one shot too many.
Manning out of a shotgun takes a wobbly snap, under pressure, throws it on the run, and it's nearly intercepted as Manning got hit from behind again, and Manning is slow to get up.
Yeah, I just felt the guy kind of bit me back and got my foot stuck underneath him, and knew it was hurt a little bit at the time, and just hoping it wasn't worse, and very happy to hear it's just a sprain.
Manning takes the snap, sets, throws one left, deflected and intercepted by Josh Wilson.
And Eli is in pain.
Yeah, Carl, he couldn't even drop back to set up, favoring that left leg. He didn't even step on the throw. He just threw it, and Manning can't even jog off, and that's probably going to be it for Eli.
I was hoping sometimes you kind of get an ankle or you get kind of banged up, and it goes away after a second, and, stayed in. Obviously they covered the guy pretty well. I don't think I was going to pull it down and run it at that point and try to fit it in there and end up being tipped up and intercepted. So it didn't work out well for us.
Carl, you can see on the throw by Eli, I mean, he couldn't even step into the throw. He just kind of flinged it with his arm, hit Meyer's hand in traffic. It gets intercepted. So another turnover for the Giants. But let's go back to the previous play where Manning gets hurt. And too many times this year, the offensive line has gotten beaten so quickly that it's hard for him to defend himself.
Yeah, and that, the amount of hits he has taken over the course of this season is kind of inordinate when you think about his career, and you've got to fix and address whatever needs to be addressed with this offensive line because you can't run it, which means that you can't take pressure off your quarterback. You're being forced to pass on second and 12s and third and longs. It just exposes you even more.
Yeah, I mean, 47% of the Giant third down attempts for the season were 9 or more yards. That's almost half. That's way too many. Washington takes that turnover, and they're able to get a Kai Forbath 49-yard field goal. So they go to the locker room at the half with the Giants in front 10-6. We'll tell you about the third quarter as we continue with Giants Rewind after this here on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. We start the third quarter. Giants lead the Redskins 10-6. Giants get the ball to start the third quarter, but Eli Manning is not in the game, out with that high ankle sprain. Curtis Painter comes in, and the Giants go three and out, punt the football away. So the Redskins start first and 10 at their own 14-yard line, but the Giant defense, they know that they've got to win this football game with Manning hurt, and they make a play right out of the gate to start the third quarter.
Cousins over center. Handoff left from Morris. Fumble the football. It's loose. And is it Giant ball? It is Giant ball. And Keith Rivers recovered it.
Carl, Keith Rivers recovers the fumble, but you said it even during the broadcast. The defense really had to make plays for this team to come away with a win here.
Yeah, you got the feeling the way the offense was struggling, and then you lose your best option at moving the ball down the field in your quarterback. You had to have some extraordinary play from the defense.
Well, the Giants start the possession in the red zone at the Redskins' 16-yard line after an incomplete pass. Curtis Painter tries to fit one in tight. London Fletcher nearly had the pick, but one of his teammates gets the INT.
Painter takes the snap again. fires the seam pass to the end zone, off the chest of Myers and intercepted into the hands of Reed Doughty. Runs out to the 10, and Hillis throws him out of bounds at the 12.
Carl Painter tried to put a ball in a spot to Brandon Myers on that seam, and London Fletcher was right there. He didn't get the interception, but Reed Doughty got it off the deflection. That kind of summed up the Giants' season in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it was kind of a double deflection because he had Myers after the tip. Myers got his hands on it, and it deflected again.
The Redskins go three and out, though. So the Giant defense is doing their job. The Giants get the ball back. They go three and out. So now Washington gets the ball, and they start driving it downfield. Kirk Cousins hits Pierre Garçon for a 21-yard pass. You got an Alfred Morris run in there. Redskins facing a second and eight at the Giants' 13-yard line. Remember, it's a 10-6 game at this point. Giants trying to protect the lead, and again the defense comes up big. And again, it's Justin Tuck.
Second and eight at the 13. Empty set for Cousins in a shotgun. Takes the snap. He's back to throw. He's looking left all the way. Gets hit, and the ball comes out. It's loose. Is it a fumble? It's being ruled a fumble on the field as Tuck gets another sack, and the Giants have it. Linval Joseph has it. Giant football.
I mean, I think I played pretty decent today. Honestly, the only thing that's in my head right now is I had a play where I didn't set the edge, and the running back got outside, and he rushed about 12 yards on my side of the ball. That's the thing that bugs you. You don't really think of the good stuff until somebody else brings them up. I think everybody knows I still can play the game at a high level, and you know, when I'm healthy, I feel like I'm one of the best to do it, and I've been blessed to be healthy this year.
Justin Tuck gets credited for his second sack of the game, giving him 11 on the season. Linval Joseph with the fumble recovery. And let's talk a little bit about Justin Tuck, Carl. Obviously, he didn't have the numbers that he wanted in the early part of the year, but he has been a very consistent player on this Giants defense. And then at the end of the year, you know, his sack total got to the double-digit number.
Yeah, and the beauty of what Justin did, or I guess the hidden beauty of what he did, he started off as kind of the complete defensive end, meaning he was going to do the dirty work. He was going to play the run consistently all year, and understanding that opportunities would come in the pass rush. He was getting closer, and then they came in bunches.
All right, the Giants started their own 12. Now, remember, in the previous Giants offensive series, Will Beatty got hurt with a fractured leg, so they've got a makeshift offensive line at this point, and the Giants go three and out and punt. So Washington starts at the 42-yard line. They move the ball into Giants territory. They got a third and five at the Giants 34, and yet another forced turnover by the defense.
Cousins in a shotgun. Helu to his right. Bunch formation right. Cousins looking left all the way. Fires it toward the middle. Deflected and intercepted by the Giants. McBride's got it. Gets on his feet. Moves to the right sideline and shouldered out of bounds at the 42.
Well, Tremaine McBride had a couple other opportunities for interceptions. He gets this one, but Carl, Terrell Thomas is the guy that contested the pass play at the point of attack. Then the ball floats in the air, and McBride gets the interception. But talk about Terrell Thomas and his play this year.
Well, the fact that he was able to make it back on the field is impressive in and of itself, but the contributions he's made, when they put him on the slot receiver, he does such a great job in his preparation and anticipation. And he was able to be right there to force that tip.
Well, the Giants aren't able to do anything with the football, so they punt the ball away after a three and out. But a great job by Julian Talley as he tackles Santana Moss at the 5-yard line. So the Redskins start at their own five. And there's a big play on this drive because the Redskins look like they have a first down to the 15 on a pass play to Roy Helu. Spencer Paisinger made the tackle. But Giants head coach Tom Coughlin challenges the spot upon further review. Helu was short of the first down, so the Redskins punt the football away. So with 2 seconds to go in the third quarter in a 10-6 game, the Giants start first and 10 at the Washington 49-yard line. It's time now for the New York Presbyterian Hospital amazing play of the game.
First and 10, Giants, the Skins 49. A little end around to Jarrell Jernigan. Nowhere to go, tries to cut it back right, and does. To the 40, still on his feet, to the 30, down the left sideline, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Giants. 49 yards.
It's a play we've been having in our playbook all year. We always run it at practice, but we never get the look to run it. So I guess Coach Gilbert said, well, last game we're going to run it. And we still didn't get the right look. So I just happened to cut back, and like I said before, my teammates made some great blocks, and I just hit it and went.
That's the New York Presbyterian Hospital. Amazing play of the game. Amazing things happening here. And, Carl, what can you say about Jarrell Jernigan? It's the Giants' longest run from scrimmage for the year, 49 yards. Looked like he was going to get tackled after about 15 yards. He kept going. And it's the longest run by a Giants wide receiver since 1970. That showed a lot of effort with what he did there.
No, it really did. And you give, number one, the play caller credit because they didn't have anything going with the offensive line. So they had to get more speed to the edge. And calling that play for Jarrell Jernigan and seeing what he turned it into was very impressive.
And knowing that their offensive line is banged up, knowing that Eli Manning's out of the game and they're having problems moving the football, this touchdown gives the Giants a little cushion. At the end of the third quarter, the Giants now have a 17-6 lead. We'll tell you about the fourth quarter when we return to Giants Rewind right here on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. We start the fourth quarter. Giants lead the Redskins 17-6, and Washington gets the ball to start the fourth quarter from their own 29-yard line. They get a little bit of a drive going. They have a fourth and two, but the Giant defense stops them on fourth and two at the Giant 47. Carl, the Giants get the ball back at their own 47-yard line, and in five out of a potential six plays, they give the ball to Peyton Hillis, and he gains 31 yards, including a 14-yard run. So they're kind of running their four-minute offense here, and now they're having some success. Why was Peyton Hillis more effective running in the game than Andre Brown, who did not have a good game?
Well, Peyton had a little bit better vision on a couple of his runs, and then he just got the ball and headed downhill to just kind of give the offensive lineman an extra push. So he was in the hole at the same time that the linemen were engaging.
Hillis's sixth run in that drive went for minus 4 yards. So he had six carries on that drive for 27 yards, which is still a very good average and obviously productive. Now, the Giants lose a yard, get a yard back from Andre Brown. They have to settle for a field goal, but Josh Brown hits from 38 yards out. So the Giants have a 20-6 lead. Redskins start to drive the ball. They get stopped on a fourth and one. Giants go three and out, punt the football away. So the Redskins, with just seconds to go in the game, trying to get some score on the board. And once again, the Giants defense forces a turnover.
Cousins backpedals to throw. Side one, one up the middle, and it's intercepted by McBride, his second of the game at the Giant 35. So 2 seconds to go. The 2013 Giants season is over.
0-6, man. I mean, obviously, that's never happened around here. We still can't put our finger on the fact of what caused it to happen, but we just, didn't play well. But I think what you saw the last 10 games is what this team is about, the resiliency, the leadership, the never quit, never die attitude. Even, supposedly when we didn't have much to play for, come out and get two, good wins at the end of the year to make the a little bit more respectable heading into the offseason. And, that's the team that I've always been a part of here. And, unfortunately, some games early in the season just didn't run our way.
I'm real proud of you. The last 10 games, you won 7. There's a lot to be said about that. I'm not even going to talk about the beginning. I am proud of you. You battled your ass off. You got 2 in a row here at the end of the year. That's a hell of a job. Congratulations to all of you, to the leadership this year. Did an outstanding job of holding our team together, keeping everyone on track, and understanding what the real meaning of team is. Congratulations to all of you guys. Captains did a hell of a job. They couldn't have done it without the help of a bunch of people. One more time this year. One more time. Let's have a team. 1, 2, 3.
Team!
Carl, when you look at this season, this game in a lot of ways a microcosm, a lot of injuries. They lost a ton of players on the offensive side of the ball. Nix and Randall, Beattie and Brewer, of course, Eli Manning. The defense kind of carried the day, and there were turnovers in the football game, but they found a way to finish. What does it mean to win 7 of your last 10 like they did?
Well, it means a few things, Bob. Considering how they finished seasons in the past, in the second half, it was always kind of a sluggish finish. they finish stronger, and that's something that they can carry into next season. It also means that when you start 0-6, obviously you can't start with a deficit like that, but the character that it takes, knowing that you got a long, steep hill to get up in order to even be relevant, they were able to will themselves every week without turning on each other, without pointing fingers. They did it collectively.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about it, 0-6 with the way the season went, and not once during the year did they ever have to put out any fires about unnamed sources coming from the locker room, you know, with finger pointing that was going on. Carl, we are not done. We are not done with Giants Rewind, because next week, Wednesday night, it debuts on MSG. We're going to bring you a one-hour season edition of Giants Rewind. So for Carl Banks and our entire crew, I'm Bob Popple. We'll see you next week here on MSG for another edition of Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. Looking for Giants tickets? Visit NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, the official resale marketplace where fans buy and sell Giants tickets.